Brother Blackwell and his wife come.
Brother Blackwell and Sister Barbara Blackwell. Brother Blackwell, when I heard your name this morning, I just heard Reverend. I don't know if you are studying to become a pastor or you know that you're called to be a pastor, but I heard Reverend Blackwell when I heard your name today. And I hear God saying, something with transportation is favorable for you. It's like something, like a product or something is being moved for you and guided and bringing forth favor as far as moving something. I'm looking at a business idea that you're trying to get to take off and move. But favor in the area of transportation and products that you're trying to get started is coming forth for you.
God bless you, Brother Blackwell. I want to say Prophet Stu, Prophet Blackwell. I hear the word of the Lord is saying there's a corporate anointing. God is saying that he's releasing much into the both of you. Brother Blackwell, I hear God saying something about, I agree with the prophet, something about transportation. God is saying that there is a higher level that he's taking you to. God is saying that there is a new anointing. God is saying that he's pouring fresh oil upon you. I hear God saying for you to begin to study more. God is saying for you to worship, worship, worship. God is saying for you to pray without ceasing in this season. And God is saying that all those things that you've been seeking and asking for shall be granted to you. I hear God saying that look for a release within the next 30 days. And Prophetess Blackwell, I hear God saying that for you to speak out more. God is saying for you not to be quiet in this season, but there's a word in your mouth that must come forth. And God is saying that he's releasing abundance unto you. And God is saying that your pathway has been straightened. God is saying that those things that were hard before shall be easy in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you both. Brother Blackwell, I'm hearing the word of the Lord for you saying that he's encouraging you in this hour. God says that he's separating you, like he's setting you apart. And God says that this is a special place for you. I'm hearing God say, I know there's a calling because I see the collar on you. So there's a calling on your life, and God says that you are ordained to go forth. I'm hearing God said for you to take your rightful position. God says there's nothing but abundance and wealth. And I'm hearing God say something about restoration as well, that some things are going to be restored unto you. And I know if something was snatched or taken away from you, or there's something that's going on, I don't know if there's some sort of dispute or something in the family or dealing with some sort of property or something, but there's something. But God says justice, and God says restoration. And I'm hearing God say for you to have more tolerance with something. I don't know what that may be. God says he's enhancing your communication as well. But I'm hearing God say that there's so much that's coming into your hand because I'm hearing property and man. Property and man.
God bless you, Brother and Sister Blackwell. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is your springtime. For Father God says things are springing up and sprouting up and blossoming them all around you. I do hear Father God say favor in the area of business opportunities and business advancement. I hear Father God saying solar. Father God says solar energy, solar panels. Father God says there's going to be an investment concerning solar energy and things of that nature that's going to bless you. For Father God says he made some promises to you. And I do agree with the prophet that has spoken, for I heard Father God say, get ready for the next level of ministry, for he's anointed you, Prophet Blackwell and Prophetess Blackwell, for the work that is coming forth. Father God says this is the season to write it down, write the corporate plan down, for Father God says this is the season of a new purification. He's setting you aside, and I do hear Father God to prepare for the favorable move, for it shall be wealth-producing, and Father God says, healing, healing to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. And I agree with all that has been spoken concerning the prophets. Something also the prophet has said concerning solar energy. The Lord says, consider something in that area with solar energy. And it seems like something that you and your wife is going to do, something also surrounding property. But consider that, because in solar energy, that's where God's going to begin to open up a new avenue of blessings. And it seems like there's something with a company or a corporation that you might get involved in, you and your wife with, that is going to really begin to bless you. Because it seems like this thing can really, really take off and open up some real doors of favor for you, man of God. Because God says, I'm desiring to bless you in unusual ways and unusual avenues. For the Lord says, business for this family is going to take off, and you're going to see the favor of the Lord, because God says your financial picture is going to steadily begin to climb and climb and climb and climb. And God says, watch me during the next 4 days, the next 14 days, because you're going to see that financial information is going to be very important to you. It seems like something, also the Lord says quickly, man of God, it seems like something on a financial statement seems to be wrong. It's possible, God says, go ahead and get questions and double check and look at some things concerning some kind of a financial statement. Just go back and double check and look at that, whatever that's connected to. And that is the word of the Lord for thee, man of God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm doing something for this family. I'm doing something for this couple. What you went through 18 months ago, 2 years ago, where they thought they had killed you. They thought they had literally killed your spirit. They thought they had crippled your spirit. The Lord says, not so. Mm-mm. You don't shed your tears. You don't shed your weeping. God says, not so. God said, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do for you. God says, now you will know and see that I am with thee. For you've seen the Ishmael. You've seen those things. Now get ready, because Isaac is about to come forth. The promised seed, the promised blessings, the promised opportunities. I'm about to bless that, because God said, I'm going to bless you over here, and I'm going to bless you over there. I'm going to bless you with this, and I'm going to bless you with that. And even some things surrounding overseas, God says overseas opportunities shall also begin to bless you, because travel for business opportunities, and you will be a businessman in the kingdom of God. You will be a pastor and a reverend, but you will be a businessman in the kingdom of God, and that is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, Rabba Santo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God said, y'all are Joseph. That's the Joseph. That's, ooh, y'all going to build family wealth. Y'all going to build family legacy. Y'all going to build family property. Property that's going to touch generations to generations to come.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord calls you Abraham. Man of God, Lord says Abraham. But then the Lord said, I call you, Sister Barb, Prophetess Barb, I call you Esther, because God's going to put you around people, and you're going to be there. God's going to favor you around people in power. He'll be Abraham, and you're going to be Esther. And he's going to connect you to some people. All in business stuff, all of this stuff happening around you. New connections. He's going to set you up in place. Because they're going to put you over some stuff and some things. And folks are going to be jealous and wonder, how did you get where you got at? God said, don't even answer them. Don't even answer them. Mm-hmm. How you got where you are. Because people in great power will favor thee. You'll be telling them what to do. Because God said, I put a ring on your finger today, and I put you in a place of authority. You'll have the power, but you won't have all the money to it. That will come, but you'll have the power. And that's the word of the Lord.